Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently 11 minutes past the hour here at WLEW, and time for a What Do You Think program. We have a couple of guests today. We have Patty Finan from the Thumb Area Arts Guild, and we have Kevin Wiley from the Kindy Polka Fest. You might not think of those two things actually melding together, but they are going to, as I understand it. Thanks for being with us, folks.
Thanks for having us, Greg.
First of all, is this something new for the Thumb Arts Guild, Patty, that you're going to be doing art at the Polka Fest?
Yes, it is. We had been offered a venue by Carol Baker. She's got a restored church that she lives in, and so she wanted to have an art exhibit, and we talked to her about it, and Don Bolas worked with her, and we decided to have it during the Polka Fest, so it would give somebody another venue or another thing to check out during the Polka Fest, and we would take advantage of the crowds, and so we're going to have some art for display and for sale, so it'll be fun.
And Kevin, how did this come about on the Polka Fest side of it? Is this something you're trying to just do to expand what you offer there?
Well, absolutely. We're always thinking of new things to add to the Polka Fest. So, you know, the folks that are inside the tent have different venues to go outside the tent and view. And so, no, we're very happy to have the Arts Guild in on Polka Fest weekend. And also, you know, we're going to have them displayed, you know, in a local Lutheran church, a friend of theirs, and then also in the Country Parlor down on Main Street, just down from the Polka Tent. And at the same time, you know, they're helping out our arts program. And the other thing I want to mention is the Arts Guild also offers up in the Art in the Park, which they do annually over Labor Day. This year they had our North Huron Honor students up there doing concessions, and that's a huge fundraiser for these folks and very much appreciated. So we want to thank the Arts Guild, and I'm very happy to have them at the Polka Fest this year.
Patty, who's going to be displaying? Have you got some artists lined up, a number of them yet?
Yeah, we do, actually. There's a wide variety, even with a few, and I'm sure once we have our meeting next week, we'll have a lot more signed up to go in. But Don Bullis is going to have his watercolors over at Carol Baker's house, and that's at the corner of Dwight and Michigan Street. So she's the block off Main Street, and you'll be able to find artwork there. And we also have Dave Bummel doing his art, his woodworking, his bowls and beautiful creations that he makes out of wood. Margot Phillips will be there with her jewelry. And Ellie Brzezinski does watercolors and paints beautiful things on pillows. So it's kind of a unique thing. And then I'll have my photography there. So there'll be a few of us, but I'm sure, like I said, after the meeting on Tuesday, we'll have a lot more that'll join us. I think people were waiting to see how much inventory they had left after Art in the Park last weekend. So if they've got some extra things, I'm sure they'll be bringing them by.
So this is general art. It isn't geared towards the Polka Fest itself. We're not talking beer steins or anything.
No. It's just the regular artists that are members of TAG. And we'll be working on the schedule so that we'll have people staffing the areas and be there to answer questions and hopefully take your money.
And hopefully make it the start of an annual thing.
Yes, I think it would be fun.
Kevin, you're talking about getting new things to the Polka Fest. Is this just one of the things you're going to be adding this year?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, once again, we're very happy to have the Arts Guild in, but, you know, something new outside of the tent, you know, just as, you know, with the Arts Guild displaying their art, we're going to be doing Saturday morning, we're going to do our first annual Polka Fest run. It's a 5K run. We've already had quite a bit of people as far as register, so that's basically going to kick the Polka Fest off this year. We're going to start that where you sign in at 7:30. 9 o'clock is the actual 5K run, and we're going to present the trophies and the medals inside of the tent up on the stage. And you know, and then another thing that we're very happy is another community member is taking on doing a tractor show display. You know, with different areas bringing in tractors. The tech center is bringing in their electric car that the kids built last year. You know, Road Commission, they're bringing in one of their grader trucks. So it's going to be kind of an interactive tractor show, implement show, and that's right next to the Polka Tent going down Farmers Lane. And then, of course, we're very happy this year. We have the WLEW 66 Mustang giveaway that's also going to happen on Saturday. And so we're hoping early on we're going to be bringing thousands of people into town to kick off our annual Polka Fest, because we have you know, a huge lineup of bands also. So
you're going to do the run Saturday morning. That way, if you did it Sunday morning, everyone would still be sleeping from a hard night of partying the night before.
Well, there you go. But also Sunday, we also have our annual Polka Fest Mass, which is a huge hit. We'll be doing that at 10 o'clock in the morning. Last year, we had 700 people show up for that. So we're looking at another, you know, as far as another great Polka Fest Mass that goes along with, you know, Polka Fest weekend. And then on top of that, our NHS students are also doing a breakfast set Sunday morning from 9 until 1. So that's another plus that, you know, goes along with the Polka Fest also.
Has numbers grown at the Polka Fest through the years, or is it getting to the point where the town's not big enough anymore?
Well, you know what? Every year is different. Last year, our numbers were down a little bit, but, you know, depending on the weather and what people have going, I mean, this is the off season. Kids are back into school. But once again, the Kindy Polka Fest is a nonprofit, and our heart and soul is our North Huron school system. And the backbone is the community members, the volunteers, the teachers, the coaches that put the effort in to, you know, make this happen. And once again, it's how we operate this is the Friends of Kindy supplies the products for our young organizations in the school system. And basically running concessions, selling raffle tickets for, we do a big TV giveaway every year inside the tent, but that's their way of, you know, showing how they can earn money for their organization. And also with the way school systems are, you know, declining enrollment, sports have been always an issue. We have from the athletic boosters to the NHS to, you know, all the sports programs, the band boosters are involved with this. So it's kind of a huge school commitment, and we have everyone on board. So that's what it's all about.
And as I understand it, every year part of the proceeds go back to the school. You have to have enough to attract bands next year and stuff and cover your costs, but you do make contributions to the school.
Basically, 90% of the proceeds go back into the school in some form, and most of the form is through the products, through the concessions, the raffles, and yes, we do retain X amount to, you know, put down payments on our bands, but, you know, once again, it is about our school system. That's what the Kindy Polka Fest is about, is, you know, community involvement through our school system, and that's what I'm proud of, is because this takes you know, anywhere from 150 to 200 volunteers, and that's, you know, students, community members, teachers, you know, the administration from the school system. All of them are on board and help out in some shape or form.
Okay, Patty, is it just a bit too soon after the Labor Day thing to have another event? I mean, do you worry about burning people out in your organization?
You know what? It is, it does take a huge group effort, but everyone is, it's a fun festival, and I think everyone that, you know, volunteers their time enjoys it. And, you know, we try to center it around, you know, because this is a Polish, you know, communities all throughout Huron County. But because we hired the big bands, and this year, you know, is no different. We've got a lot of big bands coming in. Starting off on Saturday, we got Tony's Polka Band, the Trail Tones, Pond Phonic, which is kind of a Michigan favorite, and then the Newtones. So those three bands minus Pond Phonic are three new bands, and then Sunday we kick off with Ample Airs, Stephanie, America's Polka Sweetheart, and then the Trail Tones, which anybody that knows these bands knows that these are the big bands that travel all over the country, and this is what brings in the thousands of people that make this such a huge fundraiser for our school system.
Okay. Patty, are you there?
I'm here, yep. Yep, I'm listening.
I was just wondering about, you know, with Art in the Park the weekend before, do you think it's a little too soon for your artists? You know, it's kind of difficult. They're doing it every weekend, it seems.
Yeah, and a lot of the artists actually do a lot of, you know, we've got a weekend break, so we'll have this weekend off, and then we'll be back. And, you know, it's not a large venue, so we don't have to bring a lot of pieces with us. So, you know, it'll kind of be the select of what we have. But I think, you know, people gear up for Labor Day weekend, and if they have any extra, you know, extra inventory and stuff, then, you know, I'm sure they'll be glad to bring it over. And it's just a matter of, you know, spending a couple hours to staff over the weekend. And I don't think it's going to be a big commitment, but I think we'll be fine. We've got a lot of great people in the Arts Guild, and it should be a lot of fun. I'm anxious to see how it goes.
Okay, we're going to pause 60 seconds and be right back.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance, because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
We are back, and our guests today are Patty Finan from the Thumb Arts Guild and Kevin Wiley from the Kindy Polka Fest. We were talking about how they kind of merged the two together, Polka Fest and the Thumb Arts Guild having an art show there. Kevin, this isn't the only new thing, though, you're going to have this year at the Polka Fest is having art in town. You've got other things as well.
Absolutely. We're teaming up this year with the, as far as the golf coach, we're going to have a small miniature golf tournament. And that's right next to the Country Parlor where the Arts Guild are going to be. And all the proceeds from that go into our golfing program. And then once again, by having the Arts Guild in the Country Parlor, we are also going to do an ice cream where anybody that purchases an ice cream that day, that will go into our art program. And so we're, once again, I'm very happy to have the Arts Guild where people, you know, can go outside the tent, go to and view the various artists' work that they do in the area, and then, like I said, outside of the tent, we've got the tractor show going on, and also concessions we will be having going outside of the tent this year, helping to raise funds for our band program, so our band boosters will be doing outside concessions near the tractor show. And like I said, with the bands and the 5K run and the Arts Guild being there and the mini golf tournament going on, the tractor implement show, you know, and then just bringing another thing that we're bringing into the tent this year is bean soup, which Kindy is the former bean capital of the world. So we kind of want to bring some of that heritage back to Kindy by, you know, incorporating that in with the Polka Fest this year.
Now, the Polka Fest doesn't just benefit Kindy, though. I mean, you help the surrounding communities. People are coming in. Kindy doesn't have a lot of accommodations, so they have to stay somewhere, and they eat in restaurants and everything else. So it's one of those things after Labor Day that still keeps the community going financially.
Absolutely. All the festivals that go on during the summer, you know, from the Port Austin Parade to the cheeseburger festivals and all the other community festivals. That helps, just as you were saying, the motels, the eateries, everyone in general, and I think all of the festivals help each and every one. And Kindy's no different. Without our sponsors, that's a big one that I am leaving out. Without the sponsors, and our sponsors come from all over Huron County, they're the ones that basically help us to pay for our bands. And so without them, we would not be able to pull this off. And then once again, without all the volunteers to, you know, to put forth. But outside of the school system, the Kindy, Friends of Kindy, which sponsored the Polka Fest, we try to donate towards other nonprofit things such as, you know, we've done the Safe Place. We, do, as far as, some industries, Safety Bill, we've done different times. We annually give back to our, fire department for their safety program. Our park system right in downtown Kindy, we donate back into. So, various different things throughout the county we try to donate towards.
Did you intentionally do this after Labor Day so you weren't competing with the other communities?
Absolutely. We didn't want to, you know, double up on anybody's as far as festival. And so, you know, traditionally, if you go back decades ago, no, the homecoming festival in Kindy was held on the weekend during the summer, but with all the festivals going on, we didn't want to hamper anybody else's festival, so we chose this weekend, and so far we've been very lucky. There was one year that we had heavy rain, but I'll tell you what, that was one of our best turnouts. So rain or shine, the Kindy Polka Fest has always been successful, and it's successful because of the people that support it and help put it on every year.
Now, you obviously must have some sort of dance floor you set up, because it isn't polkas without somebody out there dancing.
It absolutely not, and I'm glad you brought that question up. We erect an 80-foot stage along with an 80 by 60-foot wooden dance floor, and the tents that we put up are second to none. They are the what we call our polka palace, and we rate this polka festival as one of the best polka festivals in the state of Michigan, because when I say we pull from different areas, last year we had people from 13 different states, because we have like a guest book register, and so we get people from everywhere, and because of these bands, they have the following, and so no, that's a biggie, because no, it's just a great family fun time with great entertainment.
Well, terrific. Anything else you want to touch on, Kevin?
No, I think I've hit every base here. What's that? Once again, I want to know, let everyone know that kids are free entry into the polka tent. 16 to 20 are $10, and adults are 15, but kids are free, and that's why we want to, you know, make this, you know, bring your whole family out. Come and enjoy the festivities, and once again, it's this is our big community fundraiser for our school system and then outside of our community, and I just want to thank you for giving me the airtime to promote our festival.
I appreciate you taking time, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Patty, how are we about up with our time here? I was wondering about if you could give them the locations where art in the Polka Festival is going to be exhibited.
Sure. It's at the Carol Baker's home, which is at the corner of Michigan and Dwight Street. So it's a block off of Main Street, and we'll have signs up on the corner directing you to Carol's house. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also be in the ice cream parlor right there on Main Street, part of Kevin's complex. So stop in, get some ice cream, have a look at some wonderful art, maybe purchase something for Christmas, and we'll hope to see you there.
You purchase something for the fall, and then you come back for your Christmas spectacular that you have at the end of the year.
Yes, we do. On December 10th this year, we'll be at the Visitor Center in Port Austin again. Some of the artists will be out there selling things that will be appropriate for Christmas gifts, so keep that in mind if you're shopping for something unique. Artwork is a great gift, and so we'll hopefully see people on December 10th at the Visitor Center in Port Austin.
And for the most part, artwork is original, so you're giving something that nobody else has.
Exactly it. That's exactly it. Yep.
Well, thanks for taking time with us, Patty, and a good turnout. Again, this is a week from Saturday and Sunday. They're going to be out there. And it's two locations in town. Stop by, see what they have. You have a number of artists already lined up, and I understand you're hoping to get a few more.
Yep, I think we will.
Thanks for being with us, Patty.
So much for having us, Craig.
A little bit on Thumb Arts Guild. How do people get involved if they want to?
Well, sure. Yeah, there's a website, www.thumbartsguild.com, if they want to check it out. Our membership is $20 for an individual, $30 for a family. We also have $10 for 21 and under and $50 for businesses if they want to join and just support the arts. And our meetings are the second Tuesday of the month at the Port Austin Visitor Center at 7 o'clock. And so if anybody wants to come and join, we don't have to be an artist. If you just want to support the arts and help out, it's a great, great group of people.
A lot of support for artists because we all know how, you know, artists are troubled souls and need the help. You always hear that, you know, when you're talking about the great masters, what troubled souls they were.
A lot of them were. That's right. That's very true.
Oh, well.
Very true.
Thank you, Patty.
Thanks so much, Craig.
Good luck a week from Saturday and Sunday.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our guests today on the program, we've had two of them. They are Patty Finan with the Thumb Arts Guild, Kevin Wiley from the Polka Fest. They're actually combining the events together, and they'll have art at the Polka Fest, something new this year you might want to take part of if you're heading up to Kindy. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up, we'll have an update on the latest in the news at the top of the hour, 11 o'clock here at WLEW.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.